Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Jay. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion poll about issues facing Hector County, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you registered to vote in Hector County, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
Wrong track.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? Whatever issue is that you think is affecting the most Hector County?
I think the most important issue is probably water.
Okay. The water is an issue? Okay.
Yes.
Pollution and health, Hector County. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, 5 years from now, I know it's a long way off, but to the best of your knowledge, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse.
Thank you. Moving forward, now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you the list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Now, sir, please tell me, how would you rate each of in Hector County, okay? Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? How would you rate that?
Good.
Okay. How about availability for affordable housing? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Fair.
How about effective leadership from elected officials in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? How would you rate that?
Poor.
Natural beauty and physical settings? Same question?
Poor.
How would you rate that? Okay. In public safety and low crime, how would you rate that in Hector County?
Excellent, fair.
Good. Okay. And welcome and inviting. Yeah, welcome and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. How would you rate that in Hector County?
Excellent. Fair.
And being able to get from place to place with a little traffic, how would you rate that?
Fair.
And a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth, how would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And quality of the public schools, same question.
Good.
And offering job opportunities in your field, how would you rate that?
Good.
And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music, how would you rate that, sir? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And availability of quality of healthcare, same question.
Good.
And the availability of outdoors, parks, playgrounds, and nature, how would you rate that?
Good.
Okay. And public transportation, how would you rate that in Hector County?
Good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. How about retirees? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? How would you rate that?
Fair.
Fair. And people living below the poverty line, how would you rate that in Hector County? Excellent,
poor.
Good, fair, or poor? And immigrants from other countries, same question.
Poor.
And young single people, how would you rate that?
Fair.
And entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? And recent college graduates looking to enter the job market, how would you rate
good.
That? in racial and ethnic minorities. How would you
fair?
In families with children?
Good.
Actually, good. And people like yourself, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live?
Good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Overall.
Fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same? To the best of your knowledge.
Deteriorate.
And what is the primary reason that you think the quality of life will deteriorate? A lack of job opportunities, a lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children and others, or poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, or lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, or they will remain depend on oil and gas industry, or environmental concerns, crime, drugs, cost of living, or illegal immigration? And what is the primary reason that you think it will deteriorate?
Poor leadership combined with environmental concerns and the diversification is not here.
Understood. Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Excellent. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you, sir. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. Now, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar with that?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Thank you, sir. And now, I'm sorry, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done, okay? In your opinion, what's the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from that area? I'm going to read some of them, the reasons, okay? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity as well, family reasons, you know, retirement, or poor educational opportunities for them and their children, or poor leadership vision and action for local government and addressing major issues, or lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, or poor quality of life, crime, the environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy or cost of living, or illegal immigration. What would be the primary reason?
Probably family concerns, retirement, combined with environmental concerns.
The health issue. Okay, thank you, sir. And just finally, the last few questions about you and your household, just so we can finish. What's the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
High school.
Thank you, sir. Finally, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you, sir. And then what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Still a long way off to retire. But do you have a school age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo or Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, or other?
What?
Has anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000
plus? 75 plus.
Good, thank you, sir. But now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or are currently unemployed?
Full-time.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very hot out there. Now, thank you for sharing your opinion with me, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind, okay? This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.